This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said, oh, what a night.
Oh, on the radio.
If they had a been like Ben.
It certainly is. Once again, a huge welcome. Hello, good evening, watcher. How you doing? This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6 o'clock and I'm with you up until 8 tonight with a very, very packed show, I think it's fair to say. Before I tell you what's coming up, huge thanks to Stuart Pink as ever for another brilliant drive time show. Join him again from 3 till 6 tomorrow. But what have we got going on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, as ever, my exhaustive research has revealed a very interesting, wacky holiday, certainly worth celebrating today. And around about 6:30, I'll be interviewing an entire band at once, which is rather exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Never done more than a sort of one-to-one interview before. This, with any luck, if all the technology works properly, will be a one-to-three interview. And I'm going to be talking to an as yet unsigned rock band. Maybe they're heading for big things, but I'm looking forward to chatting to them a bit later in the show as well. There will be an update, there hasn't been for a couple of weeks, on the Chocolate Bar World Cup and all the interesting goings on there. And even if I have time, hopefully towards the end of the show, I will be squeezing in another Bic Lol as well, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. So don't go anywhere. Get ready to get interactive. There are things you can cast votes on. There are places you can send messages. There are loads of great tracks you can listen to and just enjoy the music if that's all you want to do. And that's absolutely marvellous. What kind of music are you going to be hearing tonight on the show that goes like this then? Well, my exhaustive research has revealed, rather excitingly, a wonderful wacky holiday today. That is genuinely true. I'm not making this up in order to achieve anything for anybody. The 6th of July, all across the entire world, is International Kissing Day! Yes, it's actually a thing. I don't think that means you have to kiss international people. You know, I think you can still kiss your partner. It just means it's celebrated all across the world on the same day. International Kissing Day. It's rather exciting, isn't it? No, don't need the fanfare again. It's not that exciting. Not for me right now. Anyway, I'm on my own in the studio at the moment. The hard-hitting, the show that goes like this production team will not be allowed in to get anywhere near me and kiss me. I might see if my wife will kiss me when I get home later. Hopefully that will be all fine. And I heartily recommend if you have a significant other with you right now, give them a kiss. It's the correct day to do so. And if there's an international person you've been wanting to kiss for quite a while, go for it. Absolutely do it. So, because I want to celebrate International Kissing Day all throughout the 2 hours of this show, certainly musically, all the tracks you hear will most definitely have a kissing theme. I'm sure there's some that instantly jump to your mind when you think about music and kissing and the word kiss in titles of songs. Yes, there's a well-known band as well, isn't there? But we're going to get going with a man who was known as the artist formerly known as Prince. Now he's not around anymore. I think he's just known as Prince, isn't he? I guess you know what's coming. It's Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince / Prince, whatever he's called. This is Kiss.
Till dawn. You don't need experience.
yeah. I wanna be your fantasy.
Maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me.
We could have a good time. Don't have to be rich to be my girl. Don't have to be cool. Rule my world.
Ain't no particular sign. I'm more compatible with.
I just want your extra time, yo.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Have you done it then? Have you kissed anybody since the show went on the air? Maybe you're on your own and you're not in the position to kiss anybody, in which case, I'm sorry. But yes, the 6th of July all over the world is International Kissing Day. Don't bother with the fanfare again. But yes, all right, it's worth celebrating. Go on, give someone a kiss. It's lovely. It can just be a peck on the cheek. Doesn't have to be anything offensive, you know. It's still not past the watershed. Oh no, I wouldn't recommend anything further. But anyway, how else are we going to celebrate International Kissing Day on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, after the next track, I'm going to start sharing with you yet more exhaustive research I've done featuring the 25 most romantic films of all time. I'd say since lockdowns began and we've got used to all that gubbins and not going out and doing anything, people have been reverting to film and TV entertainment a lot more than they possibly would have done. And I thought it might be interesting to have a little countdown of the 25 most romantic films of all time as well. So, I'm going to whet your appetite a little bit and make you wait. So that will start after the next track. Obviously, when my interview with a rock band comes up at 6:30, we will break away from romantic countdowns, although some of their tracks could be called romantic, I guess, but we'll ask them about that when I speak to them in around 20 minutes time. So don't go anywhere if you want to hear from Stone Fire, who are going to feature very soon on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Rather exciting for me because it's a multiple interview, me and three other people hopefully on the phone line. Could be rather intriguing, I'm sure you'll agree. And don't go anywhere, Chocolate Bar World Cup news coming up in the second hour of the show. Biklol hopefully making a return, maybe later than usual today, but Biklol will be back. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends, and then all these amazing tracks related to kissing. So shall we have another one then? Shall we? Yes. All right. Faith Hill. She's got a very specific kiss she wants to sing about.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye.
but you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion. Let's let everything slide. You got me floating. You got me flying. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now that was Faith Hill and This Kiss. And how interesting that tonight's show should be dedicated to the art of kissing, because it is International Kissing Day all across the world, not just in the UK. And when I said about kissing someone from another country, I've just had a phone call into the studio, sadly by someone who couldn't stay on the line and actually come on the air. But it alerted me to something that was that they'd seen on the Sun's website. I think it has been printed in the paper as well. Those of you who know me well and who also follow American sports may be aware that my name is Ben Simmons, and there is a quite successful basketball player who plays in the NBA for the Philadelphia 76ers called Ben Simmons. It's not the same person. I don't do this on a Tuesday and then rush over to Philadelphia and get my gear on, get out on the court and shoot a few hoops. You know, I don't do that. But Ben Simmons, the basketball player who plays for Philadelphia 76ers, he is apparently dating the UK TV presenter and personality and radio host Maya Jammer. So, yeah, she's on Peter Crouch's Year Late Euro show at the moment, isn't she? Hosting that with him. And they were seen at Wimbledon, I believe it was yesterday, might have been the day before, kissing in the stands on one of the show courts at Wimbledon. And I genuinely had someone phone up the studio who'd just heard in the Sun that Maya Jammer was seen kissing Ben Simmons at Wimbledon and thought it was me. Now, I'm sure Maya Jammer is a lovely woman, but I've never met her. And I have been happily married for almost 17 years now, not to Maya Jammer, because that would have been ridiculous, allowing her to get married at such a young age. But, yeah, so just to confirm, to my wife, to everybody listening, to the other Ben Simmons, who plays for Philadelphia 76ers, and to Maya Jammer, in case she thought she'd kissed me, the person from Shenfield who presents a show called The Show That Goes Like This on Phoenix FM, and comedy writer, performer, actor, one half of a double act, Ben Simmons. Not the basketball playing Ben Simmons. I did dabble in a bit of basketball when I was at secondary school, but we're not the same person. For a start, I've just read he's 6'9" tall. I'm not quite so tall. If you're on the webcam on mixcloud.com, you can see that right now. If you want to look into the studio and just guarantee for yourself that I'm not Ben Simmons, the basketball player, in case you're thinking I should have an American accent, I've got a brilliant British accent that I fake to become a radio host. get yourself onto mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You will see our webcam feed into the studio. Many people frequently do that to have a look at what the heck is going on. And we're grateful to those of you that do. But yes, I'm going to have to get in touch with the Sun and just let them know that it wasn't me kissing Maya Jammer, and I have had calls into the station about it. So a veritable furore this evening. rather exciting as well. Marvellous. Well, let's move on. I was going to do romantic films, but I've had to break away from that for a moment. We'll come back to that and we'll have another song about kissing. While I just think about Ben Simmons and Maya Jammer, it sounds bizarre to me. It's just there's something not right about it. For them, I'm sure it's fine. It's a problem when you got the same name as someone else who's well known. I'm sure Ben Simmons, the basketball player, rues the day that he ever came to England and realised there was another high-profile Ben Simmons making waves in the UK. Unlucky Ben Simmons. Here's Holly Valance. Mwah.
Man, don't go. I know you wanna touch me here, there, and everywhere. Sparks fly when we are together. You can't deny the facts of life.
Back of your heart, you know that we can go on. 'Cause tonight Phoenix FM.
That was Holly Valance and Kiss Kiss. I seem to remember there was an excellent video to that. And speaking of excellent videos, some of the things I'm going to talk about now have made it to video, VHS, if you remember that far back, DVDs, and are available on streaming sites, because I'm now going to start looking at the 25 most romantic films of all time. And at number 25, it's Julia Roberts, it's Hugh Grant, it's 1999, it's Notting Hill. Yes, that was a bit cheesy, but quite romantic. By the way, I should say this is in conjunction with Empire magazine, and their readers have voted for this. So at number 24 is the 2018 release by Paweł Pawlikowski, Polish auteur-director, called Cold War, with a running time of under an hour and a half. It's a rather lovely film about an attraction between a couple. Well worth having a look at. At number 23, the 2017 film God's Own Country, featuring a 20-something son of a sheep farmer who lives in rural Yorkshire, and his existence being turned upside down when a Romanian farmhand arrives and seduces him. Then, at number 22, romantic comedy film. I guess Notting Hill is also a romantic comedy. Long Shot, featuring Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron, from 2019, that was released. I saw that, it didn't seem that long ago. That recent, I mean, but only released in 2019. Had some of those gross-out moments, but a few wacky, amusing moments too. And at number 21, the 2017 film Call Me By Your Name, which did get Oscar-nominated as well, starring Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer. And worth checking out as well. So that's the first five most romantic films of all time. That will be back a little bit later on, because right now I want to tell you about the band I'm going to be hopefully speaking to in the next 5 minutes or so. I'm going to play you one of their tracks, and then while that's on, hopefully be able to get the guys on the end of the phone line. Now, I'm going to be speaking to the band called Stonefire, who are a rock band, and it will be fabulous to talk to them. They've got an album out as well called Monkeys on a Rock, which I heartily recommend. It's got some marvellous tracks on it, some excellent lyrics, some great musicianship and fabulous vocals. So we will be speaking to them very, very shortly, all being well. And therefore, I think it's time to play something from their album, Monkeys on a Rock. Now, it won't be the only track you're going to hear from Stonefire tonight. If you're into your rock, then absolutely fabulous. Remember, we're not constrained by genre on the show that goes like this. I will play any kind of music from any genre, any time period, long as it fits in with the show. And we're always keen to give people a chance as well. Unsigned bands, bands looking for a bit more exposure. So let's hope something can happen for Stonefire as well, because they are fabulous. So the track I'm going to play for you now is on their album, was inspired by lockdown, apparently. And this is called Back Together.
Wanting to show that the tunes we
in our time. For people back together, no one in line. Here we go, in dark times. Fighting for the music, gathering around,
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the brilliant Stonefire with their song Back Together from the album Monkeys on a Rock. And this is exciting for me. Like I said before, I've only ever done one-to-one phone interviews before. Thanks to modern day technology, I think we can get the entire band on one phone call, which is marvellous. So let's say a huge hello to all the guys from Stonefire.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
All very good. So we've got Matt and Simon and another Simon, I believe.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, just to make it easy, two Simons, that's all good. So, marvellous. So, first of all, it's a great album. I listened to it all while I was driving the other day. There's certainly some good songs to rock along to while you're driving. But how did you guys all meet and start making music together then?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I've known Simon Dowling, the guitarist.
Yeah,
he's based in Poland at the moment for quite a long time. Basically, we were in a band called Boss Hog. How long ago was that, Simon?
It must have been 12 years ago.
Oh, right.
15 years ago, possibly.
Yeah.
And so we were in a band together for quite a while. Myself and other Simon were also in another band. Called Black Monday, and that was more recently.
Yeah.
And during the lockdown period, we decided that we would use the time as productively as we possibly could. So we decided to put pen to paper. Simon Bennion, the drummer, put the lyrics together to some songs. He had a back catalogue of various different lyrics, but just ditties more than anything, weren't they, Simon?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And then we thought, actually, let's have a go at songwriting. So we started playing around with some ideas. Never really had a go at songwriting before. And, came up with some songs that just started to flow. But when we kind of recorded demos, we were very pleased with them at that particular stage. But then I decided to give Simon a call over in Poland to see whether or not he'd be prepared to... chucked a bit of guitar down there, and it was like a rock machine. So,
nice.
What came out was very different to what went in, put it that way.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, there's some interesting titles of tracks on your album. Before I come to that, though, was it always the plan to make an album, or did you just decide to make some music together during lockdown, and then the idea to do an album sort of came later, or have you always wanted to do an album as Stonefire?
I think it's always an ambition, really, for anybody that's in a band, well, for most people anyway, to write original music and then go on to process of recording it, but it's like anything, isn't it? You know, people are busy. You don't normally get the opportunity, and if anything, we just got a great opportunity, ironically, out of quite a desperate situation, being the pandemic, to down tools from normal work and concentrate on something that we're passionate about.
Yeah, sure. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Well, it's what's also interesting to people, I think, is how you actually go about the songwriting process. Because I've always found it really difficult. I play piano. Whenever I've tried to sort of create something from nothing, I can do a few chord progressions and then I kind of struggle. My dad has been a brilliant songwriter, but you guys not only have made some great music together, but you had the extra pressure of managing to create an entire album without even being in the same place for a lot of the time. And that is a real rarity, to put an album together and you haven't actually recorded it all together at the same time. That's impressive.
Yes, I suppose we've all been locked down, with Simon Dowling being over in Poland, we haven't seen each other since way before lockdown, so it just hasn't been a practical thing to get together, but in actual fact, I think it's been quite an exciting project from that perspective as well.
And what about Simon on drums, Simon Bennion? How you've done a lot of the lyrics then for this? How do you go about the process of, is it rhymes and things that come to you first, or is it a kind of title that comes to you, or is it all kind of totally random?
Yeah, it's sort of a theme that appears, really. So I can't just sit down and write them. Something has to pop up, and a subject or a feeling about something or whatever comes to mind, and then it starts to flow. And then after that, I'll probably then, you know, tip all the lyrics on Matt and sort of get him to arrange, make some arrangements on the music and a bit of songwriting, and that's the kind of start of the process, really.
Yeah, brilliant. And is it always a smooth process? Because I know, Matt, you're doing the lead vocals, then we've got Simon on guitar and Simon on drums. Does anyone ever kind of want to swap it round, or are you all kind of happy with those roles in the band?
Well, if you've heard me drumming, Ben, you'd be well away from the drums.
I've heard you drum.
Yeah,
and you certainly don't want to hear me sing.
Right, fair. In that case, it all works quite well then. And
it's funny, really, in doing the process, I mean, I've had a go at writing lyrics and I've failed miserably. They're just very predictable lyrics. But one thing I have found I can do is kind of write catchy little tunes. And it's just made the whole thing very doable by having the lyrics almost presented to you on a plate. Because I haven't really had to make many lyric changes, you know. And as we progress, the lyrics that Simon's written has almost been written with a kind of a song in mind in many respects. So it's been a fairly easy process. But to say that the polish has always been over in, I should say, it's kind of Polish polish, really, because when it goes over to Poland, it comes back a completely different product.
Let me ask Simon Dowling then, how do you find that if you're just kind of waiting over there in Poland and then you get a load of stuff? Are you the one that kind of pulls it all together then?
I'd say I develop the concepts that I get, and really for me it's great because I never know what I'm going to get from the guys. So it's like Christmas every time something, you know, a new idea pops in my inbox.
And I'm
giving free rein as well. They say, you know, mess around with it, take it in any direction you want to go. So there's a lot of freedom. And I'd say with that comes a lot of then back and forwards of trying out concepts until we lock down the finished product.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, let me ask all of you. Anyone can answer this, I guess. But some of the artwork on the sleeve of the album is sort of quite moody looking, sort of streets and leaves and graffiti and stuff like that. And I know you've made a video for some of the tracks as well that was all a bit kind of full of angst and stuff like that. But there's some interesting names of tracks on there. There's Scumbag, isn't there? There's Mean Streaks and Black Hills Bandit. So have we got any information you can tell us about those, and why did you want to come up with names for tracks like that? I know Black Hills Bandits refers to a real life thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you could probably elaborate on these as the lyricist.
I think there's been a couple of collaborations in a couple of the songs, but I think it's just really what pops up, and probably the moodiness of the album cover reflects the album title track.
Monkeys on a Rock, because it's based around, you know, the worry of the planet a little bit, not being over green about things, because you've got to be realistic.
But, sure, yeah.
I think there's elements of, you know, studying reality, looking at how people are being and so on, which kind of drives that. But there's a mix of songs. There's some, I suppose you could call them quite negative, pessimistic songs. There's some very positive songs. There's some silly songs in some respects. But it's a very eclectic mix of music, actually.
Well, I've got to say, I enjoyed the all the tracks and the videos for everything. But the video that's available on YouTube, and I will put the links to these on my show blog as well, that will be available after the show. Isn't it Frosty Jack has got a hilarious video to it? It's one of those kind of literal videos which I love, and I think that was a great idea. Getting the
that's a lyrics video that's based on pictures.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different.
Certainly works really well. Now, you mentioned the title track of the album there, so I think it's only fair that we give it a bit of a play for you. So if you guys can stay on the line, and we'll have a chat to you again after this. But great work so far, and let's all listen then, here on Phoenix FM, to the title track of Stonefire's album Monkeys on a Rock. So this is Monkeys on a Rock.
There is no role.
Phoenix FM.
Another great track from Stonefire, and that was their title song from their album. That was Monkeys on a Rock. So, gents, you're still there on the phone line, aren't you?
We are, yep.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Thanks for sticking around. I think I should point out to the listeners, I said I was excited about being able to chat to three different people all at one time, but it's not like you're all kind of huddled around the same phone or anything like that. Because of technology, you are actually in three different places, and one of you is still in Poland right now.
That's great. I'm in Wrocław, Poland at the moment, so...
Yeah, amazing. Well, I think that's fabulous, because I think a lot of people think you can only do it with Zoom and stuff like that and Skype, Microsoft Teams or whatever. We have the technology here on Phoenix FM, and thanks to you guys as well, we can speak to you all at once, which is brilliant. Now, let me ask you, with this album, How long was the whole process from start to finish? How long has it taken to actually get it from, let's make an album, to, right, we've got a finished album? How long has that actually taken, would you say?
Weirdly, it was almost a year to the day.
Oh, wow.
I think we were 24 hours out from a year. Was that right, guys?
Yeah, I think just about, mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the very first conversation to actually having the album mixed and mastered, it was literally a year.
Yeah, that's pretty good going.
It's an anniversary, I suppose.
Yeah, fabulous, fabulous. And as musicians, I mean, obviously everyone might have their own individual influences, but as a band, do you have any other bands that you kind of feel influenced by, or that you like their sound and want to kind of reflect that a little bit, or do you want to be unique, or are there any other artists that you feel particularly influenced by?
Peter Andre.
Sorry,
Manolo. Jive,
wasn't he? Well, yeah, all those definitely come
all the
through.
Standards.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Well, maybe you've answered the same question there, a different question with the same answers there, but if you could collaborate with anybody, current artist or previously successful artist, is there anyone you'd like to record music with?
Are we going to say one each?
Yeah, yeah, go for it. Let's have three.
The Foo Fighters would be my... That would be my biggest musical influence, would be the Foo Fighters. I'd love to. If they're out there listening, Phoenix FM this evening,
yeah,
then we'd like to jam with you guys.
Brilliant.
Can I pick two?
Yeah, okay, go for it.
Go for it, yeah.
I would have Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
And I would have him playing with the Raytons from Sheffield, and I would write a lot of Larry working class songs.
Excellent. I like it. I like it. Right.
Well, I don't think I can top that one, so I'd go with that.
Yeah. Well, you can come in. I've had two choices.
Fair enough. Brilliant. Brilliant. Right. Well, what else can we find out about you guys? I mean, obviously, we know you're great at making music. We've heard a little bit about your process and now how you've come up with the album, how long it's taken. Outside of music, are you particularly sporty? I mean, the Euros are going on at the moment. Are you football fans? Are you excited at England doing well in a tournament?
Very excited,
definitely.
Big time. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, but...
Sure. I mean, like I've said to a few people this week, there's never going to be a better chance, I don't think. If with a semi-final and a final at Wembley, England have a brilliant chance to do well.
Absolutely.
Now, Simon, let me ask you, Simon Dowling, you're out in Poland. They haven't done so well in these Euros. I mean, do you get the same feel for how England are doing when you're living in a different country, or is it not reported the same way out there?
Oh, it's reported out here. Maybe not the same way. Of course, we have the let's say the wave of support for the Polish national team, which is all over the media. But I was always following the football and the England squad, and of course now that with Poland exiting so quickly, and a lot of my Polish friends are also then moved over to the England supporters. So we'll all be supporting tomorrow night as well.
Brilliant. Do you speak any Polish, Simon?
I do, actually, yeah. So I'm here for 10 years, so I've picked up, I can say, the basics of the language, let's say.
Can you do anything like football's coming home in Polish?
Maybe it doesn't really translate exactly, but I could say that Piłka Nożna Wraca do Domu.
Marvellous. Right, I'm gonna isolate that and use that as my ringtone if England win. So. thanks for that. That's brilliant. We're going to have to let you guys go soon. But let me ask, there's been amazingly successful football-related music, and any time England do well, they all get into the charts again, the likes of Vindaloo and World in Motion, and obviously Badil and Skinner and Lightning Seeds with Three Lions. Could you ever be tempted as Stonefire to come up with a football song somewhere down the line?
I would say never say never.
That's
got to be on the cards, isn't it?
Nothing's off limits.
Yeah, it's a bit late for this tournament, but, you know, Qatar World Cup 20...
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it 21? 22 it must be, isn't
it?
Yeah. So that's something to aim for, definitely. One final thing. I know I asked about who does what role within the band, and Matt does the vocals, obviously, and Simon Downing does guitar, and Simon Bennion on drums. But I understand, Simon, the drummer, you've also bought a guitar. So have you got a desire to get onto the album as a guitarist now, or the next album?
I'm not sure about getting onto the album, but my idea, really, the drive for it is to be able to scribble songs down a little bit alongside Matt, if I can.
Oh, I see.
Believe me, I'm 2 weeks into it, and I'm not quite there yet.
You're going to stick to drums for now, then?
I think I'll make the most noise with drums. I'll be quiet on the guitar till I get better on that.
Are you not tempted to give us a song?
It's in front of me, the guitar, actually, but I am not.
That's a lot of pressure live on the airwaves. Yeah, don't worry. It's
2 weeks in.
It's fine.
Song in that.
Now, we are going to let you go in a second, and we're going to play one more track from your album, which is Glass Box. So just before you go, what can you tell us about the track Glass Box, then, if we're going to play out with it very shortly?
This is a poignant song, isn't it, really? It's I think it's probably partially affected by the lockdown and a few other things, but it's kind of an isolated song. It's the sort of the quietest, well, not the quietest, but the sort of saddest song on the album, but it's got a lovely feel to it. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, it's kind of a deep song, shall we say. The deepest on there.
Sure, okay. Well, listen, to all three of you guys, thanks so much for your time tonight. It's been brilliant to talk to you, and hopefully our listeners enjoy your music. Before you go, where can they find out more about this album? I guess it's available to download from everywhere you can download it, and Spotify and YouTube.
Yeah, all
music,
the usual
all
places, but also Bandcamp. Obviously, lots of bands have their music there, but if you go onto Bandcamp, there's lots of, I suppose, more information, deeper information about each song. So if they want to get a better insight into each song, then there's a nice little synopsis there of each song.
Brilliant. Well, Matt, Simon and Simon, otherwise known as Stonefire, thanks so much for being here on the show that goes like this tonight. It's been great to chat to you guys, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben. It's been brilliant.
Cheers.
It's been great. Thanks for having us.
No problem. At any time. Come back again soon. When you've got a football song, I'll happily play that as well. Cheers, gents. Right, this with Stonefire is Glass Box.
Glass seems thin when I'm looking out within. There are people and smiles and pleasure for miles. I rub clear the view so I can see through to you and all the things I used to do. Imagine you're free to choose to be whoever you feel you want to see. You can run, swim, drink and grin, all these things from within. Imagine you're free to choose to be whoever you feel you want to see. You want to see. Maybe this view isn't ringing true, and I never saw then what I now see through. Maybe I wake and it's just one big mistake. Bitter pill, it's just too tough to take. Imagine you're free to choose to be whoever you feel you want to see. You can run, swim, drink and grin, all these things from within. Imagine you're free to choose to be whoever you feel you want to see. You want to see. Out on
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Another marvellous Stonefire track there then. That was Glass Box. And remember, check them out wherever you get your music from. You can find their album Monkeys on a Rock, whether it's Apple Music, Spotify, Google, all those kinds of places, and Bandcamp as well, if you want to find out more information about them. That was Stonefire. Great to speak to the guys. It's nice when you hear some new music like that from an unsigned artist. Nice to be able to talk to them and hear a little bit about their process, how they got together, and what drives them, and all that kind of stuff. How interesting as well. They've managed to create an entire album without the three of them ever being together in the same place. I'm sure they have in the past all been together in the same place, but obviously with the constraints of lockdowns and international travel difficulties, they've still managed to make Monkeys on a Rock without being in the same room. Great work, guys. Well done, and great to speak to you. Thanks for featuring on the show that goes like this tonight here on Phoenix FM. But remember, also, it's the 6th of July, and we are dealing with the fact it's International Kissing Day. So all the rest of the tracks we're going to feature in the show tonight are back onto the theme of kissing. I have had numerous people get in touch while the Stonefire interview was on as well, asking me about Maya Jama and Ben Simmons. So, yeah, clearly people are worried about it. Remember, you can message me on Facebook. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. Twitter is also the place for the Chocolate Bar World Cup, and I'll tell you more about that after 7 o'clock. We need another track, though. We need another kissing-related track. And let's have a beautiful track from Seal.
Side of me, love remains a drug that's high and up the hill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. Baby, to me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Thank you.
There is so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? The gloom on the grave.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and I'd like to call it my international kissing special, but that sounds a bit wrong. I'm just happy to impart the information that the 6th of July all over the world is International Kissing Day. And I am going to carry on with my countdown of the most romantic films of all time. I've just had a message in from friend of the show and genuinely fabulous guy, Steve Hewlett, as well. He's got a podcast called Eyes and Teeth. Heartily recommend checking that out, mainly a little bit later on in the summer as well, because I'm going to feature on one. We're entering intense negotiations to work out when that can happen. But Steve Hewlett has just suggested a track, and I was going to play it anyway, Steve, but because you've suggested it and it fits in with the theme of the song, I'm going to give you the credit, and I'm going to play it next, after the next part of the countdown of romantic movies. So we've done 25 to 21. Now then, at number 20 is the 1939 classic, Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable, It's Gone with the Wind. At number 19, coming a bit forward in time, 1999, Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger, 10 Things I Hate About You. At number 18, going backwards again, An Affair to Remember from 1957 with Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr. At number 17, Ryan Reynolds. Let's stop saying Ryan Reynolds because he's not in this film. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone star in the 2011 film Crazy Stupid Love at number 17. At number 16, Julia Roberts is back with Richard Gere. 1990s classic Pretty Woman. I've seen that a couple of times on terrestrial TV recently. Still a brilliant film. At number 15 is the 1960 effort The Apartment with Billy Wilder, Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine. Then at number 14, one of my favourite films, and I haven't seen it for quite a while. This is making me want to watch it again. Groundhog Day, Andy McDowell and the ever brilliant Bill Murray. What a fabulous film that is. At number 13, Brokeback Mountain caused controversy when it came out, didn't it? But brilliant, with Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger again, directed by Ang Lee back in 2005. I'm going to go down to 11, so we've got the top 10 left. At 12 then on this countdown is Breakfast at Tiffany's 1961. With Audrey Hepburn, marvellous. And at number 11, Jean-Pierre Jeunet's film Amelie, starring Audrey Tautou, released back in 2001. So, yeah, we're on to the top 10 left, most romantic films of all time. We need another track before that, though, one that was suggested by marvellous friend of the show, Mr. Steve Hewlett. I had thought of it as well. I'm not taking credit for it, though. It's all down to Steve. It's International Kissing Day. Here, this is a brilliant track. I always enjoy listening to it. With Kiss Me, it's Sixpence None the Richer.
FM.
Love that song, Sixpence None the Richer and Kiss Me. I have been reliably informed by Steve Hewlett. He's tuned in over his internet. He was kissing the screen at some point during that track. So thanks very much for your dedication to the day, to the event. Well done, sir. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. Somehow we're already an hour and 10 minutes into the show that goes like this. Just 50 minutes left. Hopefully, all being well with today's competitor, I will try and squeeze in Bic Lol, but they are unavailable until after 7:30. If it goes much later than that, there may not be time. Oh, Bic Lol competitor, hope you make it back from home okay. Hope there's no traffic or problems and we can get a wonderful Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends happening on the show tonight. But I'm going to continue my countdown of the 25 most romantic films of all time. Going to get this done, then we're going to get on to the Chocolate Bar World Cup. Hopefully squeeze in Bic Lol. There will be time for celebrity birthdays. It's quite literally all happening tonight. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. Right, 10 to 6 then on this countdown of romantic movies. At number 10, from 2004, it's Kate Winslet and Jim Carrey in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I've got a weird kind of thing to admit with regards to this. I've tried to watch this film twice and I've not made it through the entire film. One time I got distracted, one time I just got a bit sick of it. So I don't know, maybe I've missed something and need to focus and enjoy it. But yeah, Charlie Kaufman scripted Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind at number 10. At number 9, you had me at Hello. It's Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger in the brilliant Jerry Maguire. She looks a bit different now, doesn't she, Renee Zellweger? Anyway, at number 8, a possibly lesser known film released in 2004. It is Before Sunset, starring Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy. Made it quite high up onto this. Remember, this is voted by the readers of Empire magazine, the 25 most romantic films of all time. At number 7, the Woody Allen classic from 1977, an important year for me. It's Annie Hall with Diane Keaton. Yeah, another great effort. And at number 6, before we break off for more music, it's True Romance with Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette. So, yeah, 5 to go. Can you guess what's coming in the top 5? I was surprised by, well, I kind of hadn't thought of what would be at number 1. I was kind of just surprised because I hadn't thought of it. If you think of it, you go, oh, yeah, makes sense. Now then, Steve Hewlett offered to kiss me while the last track was on, and Katy Perry hasn't offered to kiss me, but she may want to kiss a man, she may want to kiss a woman. She's kissed a girl before and liked it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here with you up until 8 o'clock tonight, so don't go anywhere. Going to get another track on, then we're going to count down the top 5 most romantic films of all time. Then we're going to hear all about the voting, the current state of voting in the Chocolate Bar World Cup. If you want an early insight, get yourself to @BenSimRadio on Twitter on my profile, you will find the polls, the two semi-finals. Voting is live right now. If you want a preview, go and do it. In the meantime, here's you two with Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
You don't have to, you're not in love. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, and messages still coming in. I haven't really given anybody any shout-outs. Lots of people have been in touch during this programme. So hello to Paul Milton, as ever, watching on the Mixcloud. Hello to fellow Phoenix presenter Gary Davidson, who asked a question about Stonefire's Monkeys on a Rock. And if you want to see what I said, you have to get yourself onto Mixcloud.com. And go to the Phoenix 98 FM page. On there you can see the video feed into the studio. You can see me rolling my sleeves up as I speak, because that's what I'm doing. Didn't really realise I was doing it, but I am. Hello as well to Laden, who is listening. Hello to Barbara, who is listening. To Gary, who is listening. And have all sent messages, and several people have asked whether it was me in the Wimbledon crowd kissing Maya Jammer, which is appropriate on International Kissing Day, but inappropriate as far as my wife's concerned, I'm pretty sure. I'm not married to Maya Jammer, and just to confirm once and for all, Steve Hewlett asked this, Paul Milton asked this, Barbara asked this. There's about five or six people who've got in touch, having seen what was printed in today's edition of The Sun, asking me if I was in the crowd at Wimbledon kissing Maya Jammer and was my wife happy about it. Let's put it to bed once and for all. It wasn't me. I am going to write to The Sun, and I want them to distinguish between a 6'9", 24-year-old American basketball player from Philadelphia and me, Ben Simmons, a 5'11", comedian, writer, director, one half of a double act and radio presenter from Kent, now living in Essex. You know, there are differences between us. I have hit a three-pointer at some point in my life. Has Ben Simmons, the basketball player, ever broadcast to the people of Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas? You know, I think that is more of a challenge. Anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I've got to do the top five most romantic films of all time then. Have you guessed what's coming? You'll be shocked at some that haven't made it into the top 25. At number five then, the 1987 release, The Princess Bride. Yes, starring Cary Elwes. Little did they know he would go on to star in Saw many years later. At number four on the list, it's the classic Andy McDowell and Hugh Grant effort, Four Weddings and a Funeral. And at number three, way back, originally made in 1945, it's Brief Encounter. At number two, it had to be on this list somewhere, Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, Casablanca. And then, what is at number one? I said I was surprised because I just hadn't thought of it. When you hear of it, you go, oh, that makes sense. But when you hear that Ghost didn't make it into the list, A Star is Born is not there, Sliding Doors is not there, Dirty Dancing is not there, No Sleepless in Seattle, No Titanic, what is at number one? When Harry Met Sally. As voted by the readers of Empire magazine, the most romantic film of all time. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, When Harry Met Sally. There we go. Heartily recommended. It is a brilliant film, isn't it? But you think of incredibly romantic films and that one tends to slip people's minds, I would think. Who knows, though? Maybe it didn't slip your mind. Right, I've got to do Chocolate Bar World Cup. Hopefully time to squeeze in BitClaw and celebrity birthdays as well. Don't go anywhere. Songs about kissing. Here comes Cher. Shooping, shooping.
Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so?
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll be deceived.
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll make believe. If you want to know if he loves you so, it's in his kiss.
That's where it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, is it in his face?
Oh, no, it's just a show.
In his morning breath.
Oh,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Coming up to 7:30 on tonight's edition. And I did say I would get round to talking about the Chocolate Bar World Cup, taking Twitter veritably by storm. To such extent, I have been tweeted by Cadbury's UK during the quarterfinals, which was rather exciting. Whether any of the participants are going to tweet me, Nestle, Mars, Cadbury's again, remains up to them. And maybe they need to do so to get their chocolate bar into the final. Tonight and tomorrow night, it's the semi-finals of the Euros. Today began the semi-finals of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. If you want to know what is going on, you have to be on Twitter and you have to go to @BenSimRadio on Twitter. And you will see the two polls running. The four semi-finalists are there. At the moment, there are clear leaders, but it could all change. So do get onto Twitter and cast your votes @BenSimRadio. So in the first semi-final, we see the Dairy Milk Caramel taking on the Boost. Hard-hitting chocolate bars, marvellous chocolate bars. And at the moment in the voting, with 61% of the vote to 39% of the vote, Dairy Milk Caramel is ahead. Boost fans, you've got to do something to bump up those votes. If Dairy Milk Caramel fans are outraged at that sentiment, you need to go and give even more votes to that chocolate bar. Then, though, we have semi-final two, which sees two all-time classics of all time taking each other on. It's the Milky Bar against the Snickers. Yes, I myself have an affinity with a Milky Bar. I genuinely was in 1987, the Milky Bar kid. Not a lie, maybe you knew that already. If you just tuned in and heard that fact for the first time, you may be shocked to your very core. But yes, in 1987, I came second out of 1,000 children at the auditions to be the Milky Bar kid. The kid that came first just did the TV advert and nothing else. He sodded off and sat down. I was booked to perform at various events all over the country for a year and went to carnivals, photo shoots, hotels, etc. Probably only ever got about 10 free Milky Bars. I feel I deserved a lot more. But yes, anyway, I might be upset about this, but at the moment in semi-final two, the voting is with the Snickers. 38% of the vote to Milky Bar, 62% of the vote to Snickers. It obviously could all change. Get yourself on Twitter and cast your vote @BenSimRadio. Share the poll, retweet it. Go on, get it out there. Let's get loads of votes. Let's get the two most deserving chocolate bars to take each other on in the final. Those polls will only be running for another day, and then keep checking out Twitter because the final will begin later this week and the results will be revealed in next week's episode of the show that goes like this. The excitement is literally at fever pitch, so much that I said the word literally much more intensely than I normally would. Here's another song about kissing.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
All songs about kissing are great, aren't they? Here's a relatively recent effort from Calvin Harris featuring Dua Lipa. This is One Kiss.
Let me take the night, I'll love real easy. And I know that you still want to see me. On the Sunday morning music ran loud. Let me love you while the moon is still out. Lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. Feel your skin on mine. Feel your eyes do the exploring.
FM.
As promised, let's do some celebrity birthdays this evening, shall I? Can you believe this? Sylvester Stallone is 75 today. Don't be so utterly ridiculous, but yes, it's true. Casino Royale actress Eva Green is 41 today. And from The King's Speech, Geoffrey Rush is 70 today. Robin from TV's Batman series, Burt Ward, is 76. It's just making me feel old. Rapper 50 Cent is 46. Stop it. Comedian Kevin Hart is 42. And I guess this makes everyone feel old if they're younger than this, but the Dalai Lama is 86 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if you're celebrating as well, then very many happy returns to you. With any luck, I'm going to put one more track on, and then after that track, we're going to be able to bring you another hard-hitting Bic Lol. Let's hope for the best. Until then, while we all try and work out whether it can actually happen, whether the technology will work, whether the competitor is truly ready for what they've let themselves in for, let's all hark back to yesteryear with an older song about kissing. Kissing in the back row of the movies. Do people still do that? Or do they stream things at home and just kiss on the sofa? I don't know. Cinema's dark, isn't it? Gives you the chance still. I shouldn't really advocate it, but here are the Drifters.
Your mama says that through the week you can't go out with me. But when the weekend comes around, she knows where we will be.
Thank you.
together, you and I.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that was The Drifters, and later than usually happens, but I'm delighted this person is on the end of the phone. I'm going to introduce them shortly. We need to have the jingle first. For Bicklol, Ben's impossible question, League of Legends.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, it's finally happened this evening, so let's say a huge hello to the always fabulous Kylie Butler!
Hello!
Hello!
Oh, Ben, it's so good to be here!
Well, it's fabulous. I won't lie, I have tried to get you on for a few weeks, and we've finally managed it. It's brilliant.
We have. Bless, you've been texting, and honestly, I'm really not that busy a person, you know?
Yeah.
It's really not that hard to get hold of me, but just so happens that the Tuesdays you've asked me, I've been busy.
Yes.
You know, it's been lockdown. There's been nothing going on. How have I missed you on the Tuesdays? But here I am.
Well, I'm always excited to hear other things other people are doing, and I didn't know exactly what you were doing, but you were doing some filming one day, which made it not possible to be on the radio. But can you reveal anything about what that was, or is it all secretive?
Well, it was exciting, yes, and I was at Shepperton Studios.
Oh.
So that was exciting.
Yeah.
And yes, we were doing some filming for the week. I have decided signed an NDA, so I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, right. Oh, are you really not? Okay.
Yeah,
fair enough. Well, I won't ask you any more about it.
But it was a great experience, and I apologise that I couldn't do your quiz, which would have been just as a great
experience. Yeah, it's equally good experience.
Equally.
I don't make people sign NDAs, though. I'm happy to share what goes on here. And I think I last saw you before lockdown when I was doing Aladdin up in Lytham St Anne's. And that would have been Panto 2019 into 2020, I think. So
it certainly was. Yeah, that was the last time we saw each other. You were performing at the Lava Pavilion in Lytham.
Absolutely.
With your fantastic dad.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening to this, it's going to be sort of, you know, near wherever Ben and Keith are doing Panto this year. Go and see them.
Well, I can give you, I think, yeah, it hasn't been announced by the theatre, but I'm going to give you an exclusive. As it's you and as you're in the area,
yeah,
this is almost close to an NDA, but not really. they just think like to announce it themselves first. But I think I can virtually 99% say we are going to be back at the Lowther again this coming season.
Yeah,
so
that
yes.
is excellent news.
It is.
I will spread the word across the Fylde coast, because I'm up in the north of England at the moment. And
yeah.
Oh, that'd be fantastic to have you both back. Absolutely brilliant show.
Yeah, so hopefully we can meet. If it all comes to fruition, which it should do, then hopefully we can meet up around Christmas time again. That'll be marvellous.
I will look forward to it, Ben.
And I know you were working hard in pantomimes as well up in that area before at the Grand in Blackpool. You were directing, weren't you, I think?
Yes, I was. And I'll give you an exclusive right back.
Oh.
I haven't announced this anywhere either, Ben. but yes. This year's Panto at the Grand Theatre in Blackpool is Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, starring the one and only Mr. Steve Royle.
Fabulous.
Fantastic comic. He's great. And they've announced Vicky Entwistle, who's also going to be as the Wicked Queen. Fabulous actress.
Brilliant.
And this year I'm going to be directing it.
Hey, fabulous, fabulous.
So looking forward to that to start sort of around November time, and we get going. We kick off in December.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, well, that's something to look forward to. Fabulous. You know, last year was a bit miserable. Loads of shows getting cancelled, and it's nice to see them all coming back, and hopefully everyone can get out as a family and enjoy some Christmas entertainment. entertainment this year.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more.
Totally. Right, now, I did say to you off-air just before we came live, do you know what you've let yourself in for with Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends? I get the impression you don't, really.
No, it was a roaring response of, no. No, I don't.
Well, I will say to you, a lot of people have done this before, and there have been 13 people attempt this before you. Many of them do say it is quite a tense experience, but that's right. Mainly down to the jingle that I play in the background as you're trying to answer the questions, which I did design to create a bit of tension. But there is nothing to worry about. I will recap for the listeners as well as yourself. There are going to be three questions. Every answer is a number. First question has the highest margin of error, and the answer will be somewhere between 0 and 10,000. Second question, slightly lower margin of error, the answer will be somewhere between 0 and 1,000, so in the hundreds. And then the final question, a little bit easier, the answer will be somewhere between 0 and 20. So,
okay.
Are you relatively comfortable with that?
Let's give it a go.
Let's do it. Let's play the tense music and see what happens. Right, here we go. Here we go. Right, best of luck, Kylie. So, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is underway. So, question number one. It's a bit difficult to explain, but obviously your name is Kylie, which is an unusual name. I've done some research on this, and in 2003 in America, the name Kylie was at its most popular. So bear in mind the answer is somewhere between 0 and 10,000. How many babies per million of population were called Kylie?
Oh my word.
It's somewhere between 0 and 10,000. How many babies per million population in America were called Kylie in 2003?
Okay, because this is just sort of should roll off my tongue, shouldn't it? But your tense music, it just adds a whole different aspect.
It's done its job. It's done its job.
Okay, it really has. Okay, I'm going to stab in the dark because I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say 5,723.
Okay, that was a very specific answer. I like that. Thank you. We'll find out how accurate that is in a little while.
How bad
question
idea.
Two. Yeah. So the answer somewhere between 0 and 1,000. I know we've both worked on cruises, and I worked on cruises thanks to you and your family, and you've done a lot of time cruising. In 2019, Viking Cruises launched the Ultimate World Cruise because they wanted to break the Guinness World Record for the longest lasting cruise. How many days did it last for?
Oh,
Viking Cruises, Ultimate World Cruise, it set sail. How many days would you be on board the ship for in the longest cruise in the world?
Okay, so I've never done a world cruise, but I believe world cruises are about 3 months long.
Okay.
And so I'm going to add a little bit sort of onto that.
Yeah, good reason.
For good measure, I'm going to go with 124 days.
Okay, right. Okay, that leaves the final question. Now, we've already talked about pantomimes and forthcoming pantomimes. Bear in mind, you go and see a pantomime at the London Palladium and you can pay up to £100 a ticket. You go and see pantomimes many other places all over the country and don't have to pay anything like that much. For the last pantomime season in 2019, what was the average price of a panto ticket? All you know is it's between 0 and 20.
Oh, the average price of a pantomime ticket. I'm going to go for, because the Palladium was expensive, and I know there's an odd thing that is, that brings the average up,
yeah.
Even though you can see great shows for very, very little money.
Yeah.
I'm going to say £17.
£17, okay. Well, I'm delighted to tell you, Kylie, for you, BicLol is over.
Oh, my word, thank goodness.
Right, we can end the ridiculous music.
Okay, I need a drink of water after that. My goodness me. It's making me sweat. It's making me have a dry mouth. I've had to take my hair bubble out. Oh, it's all going on.
It's all happening. Right. I need to do some very quick maths, which I'm trying to do right now while speaking to you.
Well, you do your maths.
I can tell
Luckily for you, I didn't take the bra off at the same time. I was still breathing. It was just a hair bubble that came out.
Thank goodness.
Nothing else.
Right, then let me check out my league table. Yes, okay. Well, you've certainly done respectably, I'm going to say that.
No, that's code. That respectably is code for rubbish, isn't
Wait,
it?
Wait, no, not at all. Wait for it. So, question number one, it was a slightly bizarre question, but in 2003 in the USA, the name Kylie was at its most popular. How many babies per million were called Kylie? You said 5,723.
Yeah.
The answer was 3,200. So not too bad.
I should have gone a little bit lower.
Yeah, and then question two, how many days does the longest in the Guinness Book of Records world cruise last for? You said 124. You might be surprised. It's 245.
It is never.
Yeah. So that what are you looking at? Sort of 8 months there, I guess.
My goodness me, that is a long cruise.
That is a long cruise, yeah.
I thought that when I did the transatlantic crossing to the Caribbean and we had like 90 days on the trot. Oh, my word, that was long. But my goodness me, 245. I had no idea.
No, me neither. And then third question, what was the average price of a Panto ticket for the whole of the UK in 2019? Yes, there are some expensive ones. Obviously, there are some cheaper ones. I was surprised. You said £17. The answer was £10.
No way.
Which I thought was very low. I thought it would be higher than that. But maybe they're counting sort of community theatres and amateur productions as well. I don't know. But yeah. So there we go. So that gives you a total of minus 2,651, which puts you, let me check, in 8th place on the leaderboard.
Okay,
yes.
And how many people are on the leaderboard?
Well, there's now 14, including
14.
You. But you may, there's nothing, it's just strange how it's happened. That makes you the highest scoring female that has ever attempted this quiz.
Do you know what, Ben? I'll take that. Yeah. I will take that, the highest scoring female.
Yes.
And I don't think that anyone has ever given me that title before.
Well.
Sports day wasn't my forte at school. You know, that wasn't my thing. I've never got a highest score in anything.
Well,
yeah,
you have now.
I will take that.
Yes. So, well, all it remains for me to say is thank you so much for taking part. It was brilliant to get you to be here on the show that goes like this. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on Ben's Impossible Question. I loved it.
Now, you do get your only reward. There is no tangible prize, even if you came first. It's rubbish.
What?
You get to announce. You get to announce the next track.
So
you can do that, and it's going to be you don't have to do it straight away. I'll say bye to you first, but it's going to be One Direction and Kiss You, because the show's all about kissing today, because it's International Kissing Day.
Will you be
kissing your husband tonight, at least kissing him goodnight?
Probably not.
Right.
If he's looking. As it's International Kissing Day, we shall push the boat
out. A peck on the cheek is fine. It still qualifies, you know.
It's only because, like, usually one of us just starts snoring before, like, the other. It's not, like, a conscious decision not to have a kiss before bed, but, you know, quite often it happens.
Brilliant. Right, well, so it's One Direction and Kiss You. You can introduce the song. Thank you so much, Kylie, for being here, and I look forward to seeing you soon. All right.
Thanks very much, everybody, for listening to Ben's Impossible Question on Phoenix FM. Enjoy the next song coming up. It's One Direction and Kiss You.
What a pro.
Oh, I just want to take you anywhere that you like. We could go out any day, any night. Baby, I'll take you there, take you there. Baby, I'll take you there, yeah. Oh, tell me how to turn your love on.
Phoenix FM.
I've given myself a very short space of time to play out the entire show, but it's been very, very busy, I think it's fair to say. I'm sure you'll agree. Thanks so much for tuning in. Glad you could be here tonight. And that was One Direction and Kiss You. All the music you've heard has been related to kissing. I'm going to play us out by a track that doesn't have the word kiss in the title anywhere. How is that popular? Well, Rob Harvey's up next. Stay around for that. This, with Crazy Crazy Nights, is Kiss. Whoa!
Change me, 'cause that's who I am.